Hi, everyone. By way of introduction, I'm Sarenka. I am all of the things that Jessica mentioned. I'm an alcoholic. I'm an addict. I'm also a Johns Hopkins Honors graduate, a writer, a comedian, public policy nerd, skincare connoisseur because of my roommates, very intense cat lover. So today, because of balance, I am a lot of things. And I'll just start by saying, for people who are acquainted with alcoholism and addiction, there's this acknowledgement that alcohol and drugs are just symptoms. They're part of this larger disease. And some of that really deeply rooted stuff is much harder and more uncomfortable to tackle. And it takes, in addition to a lot of work and self, introspection and self-awareness, a lot of balance. So today I will talk about where I am today and how I try, keyword try, to find balance in my life. And I'll start with a story within a story. Around a month ago, I slept at my Mima's house almost every night for a week. She's my 91-year-old grandmother. She is in the audience and I believe accepting autographs after the show. I took her to doctor's appointments. We went for manicures. I snuggled with her before bed. And for most people, this probably seems like some adorable grandmother-granddaughter bonding time, and of course it was. But it was actually more than that. It is a priority and a commitment in my everyday life. Crafting the life that I want is part of my balancing act, and Mima is a huge part of that. It might seem strange for some people, for someone of my age, 31, to consider Mima time like a critical part of balance. But it's a priority that is embedded in my frontal lobe. Growing up five houses down the street from my grandparents, my papa, who died last year, and Mima were enormous influences in my life. And Mima's genuinely just like the best hang. So she is a top priority for me. But this is also the result of a lifelong incurable disease. Alcoholism and addiction mixed with pinch of anxiety, sprinkling of OCD, and like a dash of codependency. When I was in the throes of active addiction, I missed an inconceivable amount. I didn't spend time with Mima and Papa. I had virtually no relationship with my parents and two wonderful siblings. My parents are also wonderful. I mistreated friends. Frankly, if I was around you, I was probably mistreating you. I got fired from jobs, including like my just out of college dream job working on Capitol Hill. And I neglected to pursue advanced education, which had always been a lifelong goal of mine. And as each year passed, I became increasingly reliant on drugs and other substances, just truly unable to conceive of how much they would ravage and impact my life. And I always tell people that living in active addiction doesn't just rob you of like any semblance of rationale or reason, but also robs you of agency and the ability to make informed choices. And it basically just means that your life exists as the space between crises. So when I think about balance today in my life, I realize there are some things that are non-negotiable. Time with Mima, non-negotiable. Self-care for the disease of addiction and anxiety, non-negotiable. I have to find time to be a full-time MBA student, a part-time marketing employee, hopefully a loyal and present friend, someone who tries to exercise, someone who's forming my own Jewish community. My parents paid for 9 years of Jewish day school, so I feel like I kind of owe it to them. And at some point, someone who wants my own family. And above all, to protect my sobriety and recovery. That means going to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, working with my sponsor in that program, going to therapy, helping other young women in their recovery journeys, saying yes to volunteering when I want to say no, right? So that my sponsor mostly doesn't get angry at me. Because this is a lifelong disease, and the work is like truly never ending. To keep this disease of addiction in remission, it means that it forever has to be a major part of my balancing act. With other things in life, there's a little more choice, and fluctuation. For a long time, work was the biggest part of my balancing act, especially when I was first getting sober and kind of transferred addictions to work. And knowing I wanted to move up in my career, I decided to come to Cary and earn an MBA. So graduate school became a big part of my balancing act. And for a while, I tried to do everything, work full-time, on the verge of being a workaholic, and do night classes. So I was really lucky when I got to press pause on full-time work and spend more time on school. So we realized that balance is this kind of constantly shifting thing. Someday I'll want to add kids to the mix. By the way, if anyone needs information on egg freezing, find me after. I am an expert. And I'll have to figure out how to navigate that with work and friendships and hobbies, and above all, this lifelong commitment to recovery. So when I think about balance, I realize it can and should be this kind of always changing fluid thing, right? There are the negotiables, and then there are things that change. I spend more time on school than work now. Interestingly enough, my mom was on vacation a few weeks ago, and she took the time to kind of reassess and reevaluate what balance looked like in her life at a very different stage of life, right? One of her top priorities, like one of mine, spending a lot of time with her mother, my Mima. I guess you can tell from this talk, Mima's pretty awesome. I think as we grow older, we experience more of life and realize we're not terminally unique, balance does come more organically to us, but it's always something that we're trying to figure out. What I appreciate most about my own journey and this group of women is, and as you'll hear tonight from many of these stories, we can like walk through hell and back countless times and come back with increased resilience, gratitude, and a better sense of balance, a better sense of our priorities. And there's this, the very trite cliche saying, like, life is a marathon, not a sprint, but it also happens to be true, right? The journey is never ending. So balance, for me, is an everyday commitment and an ongoing exploration. Thank you.